our rules meeting for today. I thank people for being here. And we're going to carry over 507 and 508. I think people have been here a long time for those, so they will be carried over to Monday. We just keep having this on the, as other things get worked out. And if, with that, we will open a work session on 519A. And Representative Berger?
Didn't we have amendments?
Yes, we did.
519A. One of which was to...
The dash six is the larger of the
two. The dash six, and I'm looking for it. I forget what it was.
It should be in the packet.
Okay.
Well, that's what this
is. Oops, that's the wrong one. Oops, that's the wrong one. There it is. Mr. Chair, I'd like to move the dash six amendments to Senate Bill 519A.
Representative Berger moves the dash six amendments to House Senate Bill 519A. Is there any discussion? Representative Berger.
Yes, what this does, it basically declares that it's the public policy of the state not to interfere with communication between employees and employers, and it's also our intention not to restrict free speech. So I think it's a good bill, Mr. Chair, and I think that we should pass the dash six amendments to 519A.
Thank you, Representative Berger. Any further discussion? As you might guess, the dash six has probably changed the intent of the bill from my perspective.
I think that they changed the tone and tenor of the bill significantly.
I have a little bit more of a difficult time with dash sixes, but I just wanted to put that on the record. So, you know. So with that, we'll take our... We'll take a roll call vote.
On the
amendment.
Representative Gerard?
Aye.
Representative Gilser? Aye. Representative
no. I don't know. You don't have enough practice.
You got to have buttons in front of you. See what you're doing.
So Representative Gelser was a no. What was the next one?
Representative Jensen.
Representative Jensen.
Mr. Chair, I haven't read the Dave Six Amendments yet, and I don't know that I heard what the representative had to say. So if you want to vote, you're going to have to wait for a second.
Okay, no problem. We're fine.
That's
the district I represent. Did you get Representative Jensen? No.
Representative
Nolan? No.
Representative Reed?
No.
Vice Chair Berger?
Yes.
Vice Chair Edwards?
No.
Chair Roblin?
No. Motion fails. Okay. Representative Edwards, you want to make a motion on the...
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 519A. No, just 519.
Yes. I think it is 519A.
Yeah. To the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Edwards moves Senate Bill 519A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any further discussion? Representative Gerard, that surprised me.
Yes, I know. thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to point out to the committee, in front of you, you have a letter from the Legislative Council Committee
that indicates that if this bill passes as it is prepared to, that it would affect and apply to the Legislative Assembly, and how you would treat your own staff members here in this building.
That is what it says.
That is what it, yeah, basically. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Further discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Berger.
I think we heard pretty compelling testimony from the business community when we heard this bill, that it has constitutional problems. It has specific problems with regard to Oregon Ag as an industry, that it is not a good bill in terms of, I know the proponents are labor folks who think it helps them, but I think in the end this is going to be one of those things that's going to end up serving mostly lawyers and the courts because of some of the issues that were brought forward in terms of how it interfaces with our current labor relation law, our federal labor relation law, and our own constitutional issues. So I cannot support this bill, Mr. Chair, and I appreciate your giving me a chance to explain that in a reasonable way. Thank you.
Yeah. Representative, let's go first with Reed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate Representative Garrard bringing the letter from the Legislative Council to us, and just in skimming it, I haven't read all of it. I thought it was interesting that at the bottom of the first page, in the first line of the last paragraph, there's a reference to Senate Bill 591. I assume that's actually Senate Bill 519.
Yes.
And that's okay. Appreciate the letter. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I've got a bad sound system here today, but Mr. Chair, I'm unable to support this legislation. I appreciate that sometimes people may feel intimidated. Sometimes they may be intimidated. I'm not sure there aren't other courses of action that may be available for them. I guess one of the things, and I heard no testimony about this, but and a lot of it might, to me, depend upon whether this is on company time or on their own time. I suppose, you know, just in the kind of simplistic world I live in, if the company's paying for it, they're kind of entitled to some of whatever they want within, obviously, some reasons. I just find, as much as I would like to be able to help and support, I find that this particular bill doesn't really do what I think it needs or was really intended to do. And I'm not sure that I know how to get to where what the kind of basic intent is. If I were smart enough to do that, I probably would have gone to law school and been a labor lawyer and made all sorts of money, you know, out of it. So, but I will have to be a no on this.
Any further discussion? I guess what I would say is that I think there was good testimony. It's things we have to look at. My basic belief is that most employers that I know communicate with their people, do a really great job with that, continue to do this, I hope, does not interfere with those great communications that exist in a lot of great companies that we have in this state. I think there are times, and there is very little recourse that employees have, that the system as we currently have it is not used appropriately. As in most bills that we pass, none of them are perfect. And my hope is that there are issues, and that as we go, this has no emergency clause. As we get forward, if there are things that we can do, there may be a way. If we, as individuals looking at it, see opportunities to make it better, we should do that. So most of the bills that we pass here, we come back at some point in the future and look at them. And I think this sets us in the right direction. So with that, let's take a roll call vote.
Representative Garrard?
No.
Representative Kelser?
Aye.
Representative Jensen?
No.
Representative Nolan?
Yes.
Representative Reed?
Aye.
Vice Chair Berger?
No.
Vice Chair Edwards?
Aye.
Chair Roblin?
Aye. Motion passes, and Representative Dembro will carry this bill.
Happy to.
Yes, Representative Jensen? No, Representative Dembro is going to carry.
Oh, I thought you said Jensen.
Oh, sorry.
That would have been good, actually.
Mr. Chair, yes. I'd like to give notice of a possible minority report.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. We're going to close our work session on Senate Bill 519A. We're going to open a work session on 596A. 796A. Pardon?
No.
There was another one on the calendar. Sorry about that. But it's okay. I know. You're okay.
Thanks.
You're okay. I checked that too.
All right.
Thanks. So we'll have a short explanation by our minister. Yeah. You're okay.
Thank you, Chair Roblin. Members of the committee, Senate Bill 796A requires death care consultants to be licensed by the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board and requires facilities for final disposition of human remains other than cemeteries and crematoriums to obtain certificates of authority from the board. It expands the definition of cemetery to include scattering gardens and cenotaphs and imposes requirements relating to burials on private lands. It directs the board to establish rules promoting environmentally sound death care practices and requires funeral service practitioners to dispose of unclaimed remains of indigent deceased persons in an environmentally sound manner. We previously discussed the green burial movement, the specifics of the proposal and the various amendments that have been offered. You have three amendments that have been introduced. The A4 clarifies the definition of cenotaph and makes other clarifying language to the measure. The -5 amendment deletes the term death care consultant as well as licensing and operating relating to that term from the measure. The -6 replaces the -4, keeps much of it, and changes the definition of who must be licensed to narrow that slightly.
Okay. So, we have with us the director of the center. Could you come forward for a second? I just have a question.
She's not limping like she was.
Thank you. And be sure to introduce yourself. But the question that I had has to do with the -6s. My intention in writing the -6s is to take out things like physicians and ministers, other people who do things around which could be incorporated in that death care deal. And from your perspective, because you're going to be the person that has to implement and put the rules, does that get at those things so that it clarifies who it is that we're going to be talking about regulating in the future?
For the record, my name is Michelle Gaines, Executive Director for the Oregon Mortuary and Cemetery Board. Chair Roblin, yes, that's my understanding as well. I don't have a legal background, but the intent was not to apply to any of those kinds of practitioners. We did ask for clarifying language that would make sure it wouldn't be applied, and certainly from the board standpoint, we would not pursue, have no interest in having it apply broadly like that.
Any other questions? I guess the other question, it's more of a statement, and I think I made it the last one, but I really wanted to get it on the record, and that is that I do believe in the conversations that have come here and the hearings we've had, that there are some very dedicated people who care about helping families at this particular time in their lives. And I, for one, sit here saying that I believe, because of what's been going on, how it's gotten out. And I'll tell you, my youngest daughter told me the other day, I want 6 feet under, and that's what I want. So it's obviously out in the communities more. And I do believe that it should be regulated, that people should be in control. I also believe that they, at some point, and if I have to introduce the legislation, I may do that, they need to be represented on the board. If they're going to be regulated, I think they need to be a part of the table. And I think the legitimate people who are out there, and the people we had come here, for the most part, I saw as people who really cared deeply about doing the right thing with families. I guess what I'm trying to say is that this will give you the authority. I hope you use that appropriately and invite those people in to help as you start doing those regulations. Representative Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think you and I probably agree more than we disagree on this bill. And the fact of the matter is, what we have seen develop around death care, if you will, is a more humane, sort of family-centered outlook that certain people in the community are involved with in a very appropriate way, with the permission of the family. It's a service that's being sought out by families in order to make this experience, which is a central one to life, something that they can, instead of standing out there in some clinical sense, it's brought home. And I think in my generation, I've seen a lot of this happen. I know breastfeeding, for instance, and home births, and lots of things that were really, and I make this comparison deliberately, because at one time those were something you handed over to the professional. And then somebody woke up and said, wait a minute, this is integral to my family and my life and what's really important to me, and it needs to be not in the hands of a professional or a clinician, but brought into the family setting. And I think that that's what we're dealing with here, is sort of a sort of set of folks who want to do this and a set of people who want this service. And my real concern with this bill is that instead of pushing them together, we're saying, oh no, we got these clinical list of things that we do in this, and you people are outside that, so we're going to regulate you right out the door. I think that's wrong, and I think this bill is premature as written. I think that a better, and I have put forth the Dash Fives in hopes of saying, let's not do that now. There are some good things for the mortuary board in this bill, and I'm not trying to exclude them out of the Dash Fives. But I am trying to say, let's take a time out here, go back in the interim, and say, how can we include this part rather than make a statutory line in the sand, if you will. And so that is why I am not supportive of this bill, because there are some good things in it, but I think we are making a real mistake on the public's behalf, particularly since I'm of that generation that's losing parents, and there's more and more of us, and we're trying to make this experience a more family-centered one and a less clinical centered one. So with that in mind, are you...
I would entertain a motion for any of the amendments.
I would move the Dash 5 amendments, which is the one that I put forth, that would actually exclude this language around death care for practitioners, and call for a timeout and say it leaves the base bill. And basically would say, let's go back and see how we can bring these people into the process. And I would move the Dash 5.
So Representative Berger moves the Dash
5?
Dash 5 amendments to House Bill, or Senate Bill 796.
Representative Berger moves the Dash 5 amendments to Senate Bill 796. Is it an A?
It's an A.
796A. Thank you.
Further discussion, you don't have to sit there anymore if you don't want to, unless there's any questions, more questions. Thank you.
Thanks.
I think, I truly believe we're in pretty close to the same place on this bill. I want these people to do what they're doing. I want them to continue doing what they're doing. But I am of the opinion that it's better if we have an expectation that they're going to have their own license to show somebody, so that people who are trying to work with these people know who they're working with. They can do it on their own anyway. I mean, that's still always part of our law. I appreciate that in Oregon. That's not true of every state. So I do appreciate what Oregon has. But again, if somebody's going to offer the service for a payment, I think that the Dash 5s are taking out a part of the bill that I think would be bad. So for me, I'm going to be against your Dash 5s, and we've already had that discussion. But we'll take a roll call vote.
Representative Garrard?
No.
Representative Gelser?
No.
Representative Jensen?
Aye.
Representative Nolan?
Excuse?
Representative Reed?
No.
Vice Chair Berger?
Aye.
Vice Chair Edwards?
No.
Chair Rowland?
No. I had to get that right in my head again. So the admission fails. I would accept a motion for the Dash 6s.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 6s into House Bill 7...
Senate Bill,
796A.
Okay. Representative Edwards moves the Dash 6 amendments to Senate Bill 796A. Is there any further discussion? Representative Berger?
I'm fine with it.
Okay. Representative Edwards?
I wanted to say that I agree with the many of the sentiments that you both expressed. I'm going to support the bill. I think that I would imagine that if you're in a profession like the nice folks that have come and spoken with our committee that has not been previously regulated, and that it could be a scary thing. And I think that that despite as scary as it may seem, I think that it's probably not going to lead to them being regulated out of existence. I certainly hope it doesn't.
Oh, change that one.
I certainly hope it doesn't, and I hope that the board acts in good faith in how they treat this newly regulated profession. I do think it's appropriate that they are regulated, and I look forward to this particular line of work and this option for families continuing its growth. And if it is going to continue growing, there are going to be issues that are going to need to be worked out through what this lays the groundwork for. So I'll be supporting the bill.
Okay. With that, will any others take a roll call vote?
Representative Garrard?
Aye.
On the amendment?
This is on the amendment.
Aye.
Representative Jensen?
Aye.
Representative Nolan?
Excuse?
Representative Reed?
Aye.
Vice Chair Berger?
Aye.
Vice Chair Edwards?
Aye.
Chair Rowland?
Aye. Motion passes. Representative Edwards?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 796A as amended to the floor with due pass recommendation.
Representative Edwards moves Senate Bill 796A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Representative Berger.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I think the bill is overreaching, and I can't support it. I think we've had enough discussion, but I just think it goes too far for my comfort, and I will not support the bill.
I understand that. Thank you. Any other discussion? Seeing none, we'll take a roll call vote.
Representative Garrard?
Aye.
Representative Gelser?
Aye.
Representative Jensen?
Aye.
Representative Nolan?
Excuse?
Representative Reed?
Aye.
Vice Chair Berger?
No.
Vice Chair Edwards?
Aye.
Chair Rowland?
Aye. Motion passes. Anybody here want to carry this bill? If not, I will carry. Okay. Okay.
Would that be a poll?
No.
Yeah.
Bad joke.
Thank you very much.
Bad joke.
We're going to close our work session on Senate Bill 519A. Is there any other business? We do have a few bills up for Monday. We're getting close to the end, as everybody knows, so recognize that we'll have...
we keep hearing that promise.
Not close enough, Mr. Chair.
With that, we're going to close our rules hearing for today. Thank you very much.